WEEI Afternoons on Major League Baseball trade deadline day. Let's go right to the phone lines because I've been told for the last 2 hours that I have been annoying. I'm like a 16-year-old girl who can't get a date because I'm upset and annoyed with the Red Sox having done very little so far. So let's bring in Lou Maloney and let's see how Lou Maloney feels about the lack of activity from the Red Sox as teams like, I don't know, the Mariners and the Yankees right around them in the standings seem to be very active. Lou, how are we doing today and how are you feeling about the trade deadline?
Well, I like to think I'm a very patient man. But now we're within 2 hours,
and
I always have these moments where I'm just like, these people, you know, everyone's panicking. They're blaming them for stuff they haven't done yet, right? Everyone's pissed the last week that they have, that they won't do anything. And I'm like, well, why don't we just wait and see first?
Uh-oh.
Lou's phone is so angry.
Lou is so angry.
He's shorting his phone.
Oh, there he's back.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Go ahead. Repeat what you just said, if you don't mind.
No, I'm just I'm losing patience, you know, and it's coming down to the wire. But they need a starter, bare minimum, period. End of story. They don't have anybody to throw Friday.
As in tomorrow? They don't have a catcher for tomorrow?
There's literally nobody announced as the starter for tomorrow.
I'm going to the game. I'd like to see.
You'd like to have a starter. Well, Lou, I'm curious. Yeah. What deal has been made that the Yankees, whoever has made, that you wish the Red Sox would have been in on XYZ player that's been traded?
And that's the thing. There's really nobody that I was just sort of like I never thought they were going to go get a second closer. You know, like I just didn't see that in the cards. It's like I want them to use their assets to get a starter or to add another bat here in this lineup. You know, Bieber was.
Son of a gun. Uh-oh. We lost him again, man. All right.
I don't know how many guys are good for two months when they come back from Tommy John. It's usually the following year. So what are they going to get out of Bieber? Like, I wouldn't have been excited if he was the only guy they got.
Yeah, well, Lou, maybe the Red Sox can hurry up and get in on this Minnesota Twins fire sale before everyone is gone because a minute ago they just traded Carlos Correa back to the Astros. So we'll get a nice look at our old pal Carlos Correa in an Astros uniform. This weekend, Lou. But see, my dream was, I thought it was a reasonable one too. Try to get Bednar and Keller from the Pirates, and if that meant giving up a lot of the farm and maybe a major league player, okay, because you're going to run into situations like whatever it was, whether it was nauseous or back pains or whatever it was that led Chapman to have to come out of the game over the weekend, and then Hicks pitches, and the next night they have the bad flight, and then Hicks has to come in a rain delay, like. Having two closers really should never be an issue, and now it seems like everyone else is snatching up all the goods, and what's left for them?
Yeah, no, it's starting pitching, you know. But the only thing too I keep in mind is like they obviously have more information medically than we do, and one thing Marcelo Meyer they haven't talked about at all. So either he is out for the year, and they don't want to lose leverage because they're trying to find a second baseman. I don't know. And the other one is Justin Slayton. You know, I know he's playing catch. Hopefully he's going to be on the mound throwing bullpens and he could be back. He could be that second closer too, you know. So it's like I don't know where these guys are at. It's about starting pitching. It's, you know, the Joe Ryan, the Mitch Kellers and guys that are down in Miami with two and a half years. I think Cabrera's got 3.5 years of service left. Like, think about what it took to get Garrett Crochet, who had 1.5 years left. That's where it starts for those guys, because those guys honestly have accomplished more than Garrett Crochet did last year in, you know, 140 innings. So that's probably just like the issue that we're dealing with those guys. But for me at this point, I'm all on Merrill Kelly. I heard you guys just talking about him. Like that's the guy I want. He's an older pitcher. You know, he's not going to get a huge deal in the offseason. So the compensation, the ask, I don't think will be as big as maybe for other guys. That to me is a perfect fit. You go get that man, you put him in this rotation, and then you add one bat. That could be a second baseman, that could be a first baseman, and we go.
Lou Maloney joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. And Lou, I feel like every time I've heard either Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy or those guys talk, there was this urgency word. Oh, we're going to use the same urgency we had in the offseason. And people like me go, okay, I like that, because in the offseason you went out and got Bregman and Chapman and Crochet. What's the fallout going to be, not only outside of Fenway Park, where I'll bitch and fans will bitch, But we've seen this team fall off when they weren't invested in recent years. If they don't bring in a big name, a starting pitcher that's a top three in the rotation, what's the fallout going to be?
Probably their biggest issue with their fan base, and that is a lack of trust, which I do think is a problem. You know, whether it is, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and, you know, we want to win, we're going to spend. And you can only say it for so long without actually doing something about it. And, you know, we're already at the point where I hear it all the time. I want this team to do well. I just don't trust them. I just don't trust that they'll go out and make this trade or sign this player. And I think that is your biggest issue. And, you know, at this time of year, sure, you could hear, like, you know, we could have done this trade, but, you know, the ask was too much or all this other stuff. And it's like, yeah, I know, but people just want action. Like, people want a player. I got to be honest with you. I don't care about prospects. Like, I really don't. And maybe that's just the player in me. The guys in that clubhouse don't care if we give up a guy who 2-3 years from now is going to be really good. They want players now. I don't care about prospects. You've already got a young team up here. I don't want to hear about another position player prospect. I throw up in my mouth when I hear people talk upset about Blaze Jordan leaving. Like, how many rookies do you want up here? Like, get me veterans who have been here before. That's what everybody wants.
It's fascinating, the psychology, you know, if something doesn't happen. I mean, Lou, I mean, can we just talk about that further? Just the players in the clubhouse? I mean, I covered the Astros for a long time. Look, I've heard you talk about this. If there is inactivity at the trade deadline, and it feels as if there's a, you know, some good momentum for this team, that the players, it's a palatable thing. Is that true? Like, the players just, I mean, will they be dejected if they don't do anything within the next 2 hours?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes, like 100%. And you can come out and say, well, we didn't do anything because we trust this locker room. Ted, you've been there. You know what that means. And the players know what that means. So what happens is, for the short term, players rally. Okay, we got enough. They look in that clubhouse and say, we like our team, and they should like their team. You know, but when something goes south, you know, in August, when a pitcher goes down, you can guarantee the guys are like, I wouldn't have this problem if they went out and got somebody. You know, like, right away it turns to it. And it's just, you when you go out and you add veterans or you add pieces that can help you win, you feel it. You want to go to the park earlier. You're like, we're okay. That's all we need. We're ready to go. Let's do this. When you don't, you still have that same feeling, like, let's go to the park and do this, because, you know, you try to convince yourself, but still the reality is that everybody needs help. You need that extra arm in the rotation and in the bullpen and maybe an extra bat. Like, you need it. You know, it's like, oh, maybe you don't need it, but it is welcomed, and it makes, and you feel that in your locker room.
Lou, I couldn't agree more, because obviously now you may be managing Crochet starts and giving him some extra rest down the stretch, which is possibly necessary, but also not that encouraging. As far as on the current team right now, has anyone's performance in recent weeks, you think, either made them more trade worthy or possibly given the organization faith that they don't need to make as many moves because they already have most of the answers in depth they think they need?
You mean the answers of rotation? Like we could talk about that, like, you know, in your lineup, you know, and you could say, well, Toro has cooled off, which is why, you know, you can say that Toro and Romy have done a fantastic job covering up for, you weren't sure how you're going to cover it up, and they have been fantastic. But you have to take a step back and look at it and say, okay, is this sustainable for two more months? Can they keep doing this for two more months? You know, you can look at your outfield, and that's why I say Meyer comes into play. Like, when you take an outfielder off of the trade market, you know, it's really hard to go out and get a starting pitcher with, like, 2.5 years of service time, I mean, of control left. So the position play group, you know, your bullpen, you have added Alcala and Hicks. There's been inconsistencies with Hicks especially. Murphy's been really good. You've added Mats. But it's all about rotation. The bottom line is, you just sent down your fifth starter. And so, and Hauk had a setback. Crawford's done for the year. Dobbins blew out his knee. You traded Priest in the first week of the season for some reason. So, I mean, you just don't have any depth in this rotation. That's why you need it.
Lou, we're now, what, an hour and 45 minutes away from the trade deadline. If something doesn't happen of significance, What role will Alex Cora play in the aftermath? Because I know a lot of people throw out, oh, in recent years, Alex Cora has sulked and his team has followed suit. What role does he play in dealing whatever the mess is after 6 o'clock?
Well, he plays a big role in that right there, what you're talking about, like message to the team. I mean, I think this year he sounds differently going to the deadline, where he's just sort of blowing off all the questions and he's like, I'm trying to win today. That's their job. Whereas before, maybe he was a little bit more vocal, you know, as far as what we need, and we need this, we need that. But so maybe there's a different approach, but it'll be disappointment. You know, I mean, I don't mind Steven Matz, you know, you just add an arm for depth in the bullpen of the lefty, but there'll be disappointment if you don't get another starter, you know. And that's the thing, even if you just got a good starter, I think offensively they might sit there and say, we're okay. You know, like, we'll roll with Toro and Romy. Like, okay, you know, and would we like to add another at bat, you know, to this team, like a Brandon Lau at second base or Ryan O'Hearn or even a Luis Arise, you know, at first base, something like that? Sure, but offensively we're okay, but we need pitching. They need pitching. They need starting pitching.
Lou, how would you assess this team? I mean, you got they've won 16 out of their last 22, and yep. You see young players kind of – you know, the lineup changes, it feels like, are going to be a little bit more permanent, you know, now that Roman Anthony looks like he's going to be in the leadoff. And so things are starting to become clearer and clearer about this team. How would you assess, is this a ball club that you think can make a serious run? Does it have what it takes to kind of have a special season, like maybe similar to 2021?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's similar. You know, first off, Garrett Crochet, and I think Bayo kind of stepping up lately. Giolito hopefully can settle back in again. I think your bullpen is very good. Again, you could use some help just to lighten the load a little bit. But offensively, the problem is with this team offensively is that they're young. And when you're young, you become very streaky. Like you know, everybody lives and dies with which outfielder to trade. And it'll be a three-week stretch where you wouldn't trade Willy Abreu for anybody. And there's a three-week stretch where everybody wants to dump Willy Abreu, yeah, because he's extremely streaky. Say Don Rafaela, you could say the same with. So there's just a lot of streakiness with this offense. But I think, you know, even if you don't grab a starter, which I find hard to believe, you won't grab a warm body, they're going to stay in this thing, you know, just because I think they are a good baseball team. And once you get into the postseason, all of a sudden the starters become relievers and things change a little bit. So, you know, you can add some depth in your bullpen, but they're young and they need to be play both postseason baseball. They need to, just like in 2016, when all those young kids got a taste of what postseason baseball was like, that helped them go and win a World Series in 2018. And I just feel like they need to get in there. They need to experience and see what it's like.
A name that's been mentioned a bunch, Lou, that I would imagine the Red Sox are likely to hold on to at this point, but who knows, is Jarren Duran. And Duran, yep, has been white hot the last couple of weeks. Looks like he's found or re-engaged 2024 Jarren Duran mode again. What have you seen from him recently, and do you think a white hot Jarren Duran can stick around long enough to maybe lead a surge towards that wild card?
Yeah, first off, I do. I know, just offensively, he's just, this month he was fantastic, and I know even like the last week or so he's really caught fire, and everybody's upset that Sadon's gone to second base, and maybe that's why he's not swinging it. Well, if moving Duran to center field gets him hot, it's a fair trade. I'll take it all day long, because I'm not trading him. I'm pretty consistent with it because of who he is. Here's the thing. You have Jarren Duran, who put together a season last year that you only hope that the other three can one day do. I like seeing it. I like seeing a guy doing it for a six-month season, not for 6 weeks, not for 3 weeks, not for a first half, not for a second half. I want to, in October, look back at a season and go, yep, how many guys do I have that can have that type of year? And I'm not sure you have many. And because of that, and because of what he brings to this team, I would hate to move Jarren Duran.
Lou, before I let you go, going into the All-Star break, I had convinced myself that it was a foregone conclusion the Boston Red Sox were going to get Joe Ryan. He was talking about, yep, wanting to be traded. He was hanging out with Bregman and, yep, Crochet for photos and all that. Do I have to give up on that dream, or should I hold that dream for another hour and 40 minutes?
Well, if you have to give up on the dream, I don't think it would be because of the Red Sox.
Oh?
You know, because I know they want him. I just think it's going to be because of the Minnesota Twins. You know what I mean? Like, if the Pittsburgh Steelers have a dream to get Christian Gonzalez, well, that's awesome. But I don't know. Do the Patriots want to trade him?
No. Nope.
You know what I mean? So that's the part of the deadline where sometimes it gets a little crazy in that everybody wants this player, but we forget that he plays for another baseball team. And that team is like, why would I move on from him? I'm not ready to do that. The guys we're moving are guys that are on their final years of their deal or an absolutely horrific contract like Carlos Correa. So, you know, but I'm not moving Joe Ryan. But, of course, he'd love to have him. So you'd have to ask the Twins, well, I think, when it comes to that.
All right, I'll hold hope that the Twins break down and send Joe Ryan. I'm not sure I would characterize this as angry Lou. This was more perturbed Lou,
yeah.
It seemed like.
Yeah.
In about an hour and a half, will it be angry Lou?
This is losing patience Lou. and as of now, I'm pulling in the nest and getting ready to do the trade deadline show. And at 6:03, you might see some angry Lou because they got to do something.
All right.
They
know
it.
That's Lou Maloney. Check out his Twitter feed at 6:03 to get his reaction trade deadline day. Thanks for taking the time, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, boys. All right.
Lou Maloney. He, again, not angry, but there was something said there. And I like when the player comes out. I don't care about prospects.
Yeah. That's a great line.
Yeah. I don't either. I just want to win.
Put it on a shirt.
I'm with Lou and the players in that. Go get somebody that helps me win.
He's saying that because, look, all those guys, none of those guys that are in the clubhouse right now want to not be on the team starting tomorrow.
Right.
And so it's like if somebody at the lower levels are dealt, good. Doesn't affect me and the team I'm currently on right now.
All right. We are T-minus an hour and 40 minutes to the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Lots of moves being made by teams like Seattle and New York and Detroit.
I keep hitting the show me a Red Sox trade button on Twitter. Nothing.
They don't need that logo for any of those trade updates. But we do need Dan Ball to give us updates on everything that's going on around the other teams in baseball. Dan Ball with what's trending now. When we come back, we'll continue to rip the Red Sox for not making moves. Lou Maloney, spitting fire, as the kids say, here on WEEI Afternoons. And I believe we're going to the Dan Ball trade update desk for another disappointing update.
Hold on. All right, so we'll jump right in. Oh, there it is. I found it. There it is. We're here. We're ready. We got trades. And they don't involve the Red Sox, but they kind of loosely do. Robert Murray of FanSided. The San Diego Padres are acquiring slugger Ryan O'Hearn from the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, so that dream.
I am deceased.
That dream of if they're going to make me take Morton, I might get O'Hearn with him to confuse my emotions when that trade happens. That's gone. Now they're just going to trade for a number five starter. I agree with the text line. This came in right after Lou's interview. The 860, bring back Dombrowski. This sucks. This does suck. And I don't want to hear.
But he had a good offseason, I thought.
Dombrowski. No. Who? Breslow.
Yeah,
but we're not talking about the before the game season. We're talking about the trade deadline.
His job is today. His job is right now.
So what is Dombrowski do? Let's look at, so what was the Phillies' biggest need? Let's look. Oh, okay. Their biggest need was to shore up their back end of their bullpen.
And what they do?
They went out and got Harrison Bader. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, they generally fill needs when they. Yes, Dan Ball.
Outfielder Ramon Laureano is also a part of the deal. So a first baseman and an outfielder going to San Diego. So that probably ends a Duran pursuit, I would imagine.
And Dylan Cease is still maybe available.
What the latest reporting on that one is that the Houston Astros, per Ken Rosenthal, are quote unquote working hard to acquire him right now, but a deal is. Is not close.
Who the hell?
Let me rest on my laurels.
You know what's the most insane thing ever is that I grew up in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I mean, you know, we did okay. You know, we weren't great. You know, the Padres are acting like the New York Yankees of the 90s.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right now.
Oh yeah.
Like the way they are signing everybody and making trades. Made a trade for your boy Mason Miller. I mean, it's unbelievable what. With the Padres, how aggressive they are.
And the Red Sox are acting like Padres probably should.
From
the big
from
market
the
90s, team.
Yeah.
And the Mets are acting like the Yankees, and the Mariners are acting like they know that they need to make a playoffs, and the Astros are trying to get better. And
I will say the Red Sox are acting like the Red Sox. Maybe this is an us problem. Maybe we need to look at this from a different perspective. Maybe we expect too much and too much different. Maybe they've shown us every trade deadline who they are and what they are, regardless of who you wanted to blame, Bloom or whoever. Now you get to blame Breslow. Like, maybe this is just who they are now. We had that one report that leaked out. Oh, money is an issue with the Red Sox and some of these trade considerations. Money's an issue?
No.
You
don't
dumped a $30 million a year player. Why is money a bleeping issue?
It's not. It can't be. No. Mm-mm.
So, and to give Breslow, because I've been a Breslow guy. I have been a Breslow guy in the offseason. I thought they would go do something of value. They did something of value. And, oh, it's the damnedest thing. Now you're a playoff team at the trade deadline. You're a wild card team at the trade deadline.
Yep.
Who, Ted Johnson, what was the record? The updated, it's 16-6 or whatever?
Yep.
In their last 22 games?
16 out of 22.
So that seems like a team that's rounding into decent form in the middle of the season. Maybe a team that should be invested in. A team that has a future.
Yep.
I've listened to Alex Cora all year and Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy say, this is a team built to play in October. We expect to play in October.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to play like a team that might have a chance to play in October, and every other team that wants to play in October is being active, and you're sitting there on your bum doing nothing other than Steven Matzall Folks added to a lefty overpaid guy
like
in the
that.
Bullpen who might pitch the fifth or the sixth inning when one of your starters doesn't go deep enough.
This is why it's getting the talk of this trade deadline coming and going with them not doing anything. It's starting, the fervor starting to get raised because other teams in your division, other teams in your conference, just other teams that have not as much money to spend as you are making a lot more deals than you've made, and so it's reflecting bad right now.
I will say, this might be a me problem, and the reason I know that is because Lil Gullible Andy fell for it. He bought the urgency quotes. He bought the idea that Joe Ryan was a legitimate possibility, because I put the poll out today on my Twitter account, at Jumbo Hart.
At Lil Gullible Andy?
Yeah, pretty much. At WEEI Afternoons, and I said, Red Sox fans, do you expect the team to make a big move at today's Major League Baseball trade deadline? 80% voted no.
I'm one of the 80.
Eight Stiz and company.
We lost the super fans.
Super fan Stiz. Straight out of Chelsea Stiz.
And I'm wearing my Sox City Connect jersey today. I had big hopes, but
I had hopes
and
today,
no pants.
Too. I brought my City Connect half sleeve hoodie, Red Sox pullover that I wanted to put on today.
I like that.
That I wanted to put on, Ted. But I said, you know what? You got to earn the right for me to put that big B on my chest. And right now, I have Bo Jackson on my chest because Bo was great and is still great. The Red Sox have not earned the right for me to sport their attire. Stiz, I think you should take that shirt off. Please tell me you have something underneath. Wait. I don't know. Do you have something underneath? Okay. He does. Okay. Take that off, Stiz. They don't deserve you wearing their City Connect jersey until Breslow, Bresbaugh, your boy back there, does something. And I also need to get into, Lou Maloney just said something that I get what he's saying, but I don't love the mentality. Joe Ryan, the Red Sox, if the Red Sox don't get Joe Ryan, it's not the Red Sox fault. Who the hell's fault is it? You tell me Joe Ryan can't be moved? He's untouchable? I believe the Twins have traded away half the things that weren't
That's the
nailed
weirdest
down.
Thing. It's just think about it. Like, you know, the way he's saying, well, why would you trade somebody with still have term and well, they're trading everybody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean, you want to have this great pitcher, but doesn't get used because the rest of the team sucks.
They traded their closer. They traded their shortstop. And they have Joe Ryan.
And their
Ryan.
Center fielder, Harrison Bader.
Yep. And Joe Ryan, before this, kind of sounded like a guy that wanted to be traded. He basically said, it's cool to have your name out there and be cool to be traded. And then he's like, oh, but I love Minnesota. You think he loves Minnesota when he knows Joe Ryan's future? So Joe Ryan right now, if he goes 8 innings and pitches great, who's he handing it to? Because they decided to trade one of the best closers in baseball. So you think he feels great about being a Minnesota Twin right now? Mm-hmm. Joe Ryan wants to be traded. He's mentally halfway or three-quarters of the way out the door. So Red Sox, if you don't get Joe Ryan, I do not agree that it's on the Twins. It's on you. Make them an offer.
I'd agree.
You wanted to say I quit, but you didn't.
No, I think I was going to swear, so I paused for a second, collected
my thoughts.
What's
the name of the Twins AAA team? Because that's
St. Paul Pioneers.
That's their double A team.
Oh, what?
Or at least a double A team. Whoa! Because you're going to be seeing that team in the majors for the remainder of the year.
Yeah.
Also, did you see the news about Merrill Kelly?
St. Paul Saints.
St. Paul Saints. Good take, by the way. Did you see the news about Merrill Kelly?
What about him?
He might actually get traded.
to
the Astros.
Yeah. So there's nothing of positive momentum right now.
So
around
good news,
the Boston
you might
Red Sox.
See him pitch this weekend.
Oh yeah, that's good. At least I will see Kelly pitch. Just it'll be for the other team, and I will see TBD. You know anybody? Dan Ball, you're the stats guy. What is TBD's ERA?
I believe it's infinite.
Yeah, I think it's infinite, mm-hmm. too.
You know, like on the Baseball Reference, eight? It's just like INF, period, infinite.
So, is it not the shrug emoji guy just going, I don't know?
Something like that.
We just got Ted Johnson on the bandwagon, correct?
Yeah,
Red
I'm
Sox
on.
Won yesterday.
I'm on.
Big blowout win. They took care of business. They're rolling baby into the trade deadline. Ted Johnson's on board. We had Alex Cora tell us on Tuesday, the expectation for Thursday is we're going to try to make the baseball team better. And then we get to Thursday, and we're coming up on less than 90 minutes till the trade deadline is official, till you can't get Joe Ryan anymore. Then he's staying where he is. And the Red Sox have added Steven Matz, a left-hander who now I'm worried. You know what Steven Matz is? The middle reliever, they're going to tell me, well, we actually think we can stretch him out, yep. and he's going to be yep. your number five starter.
That's what you're going to hear.
He'll give us four innings, and he'll give us 80 pitches.
They'll justify it.
Fire me into the sun to stop the alien craft. Yeah. Please, yep. stop.
And I get the players. I would be the worst player to sulk after the trade deadline. Absolutely. I can tell you right now, I would So if I'm Roman Anthony, I am like the best leadoff hitter in baseball all of a sudden, even though I've been a leadoff hitter for like a week. I'm the best leadoff hitter in baseball, and I feel like my career's taken off. Like, Jaron Duran's like, you know what? I kind of like the pressure of not leading off. I'm going to settle into the middle of the order here.
Yep.
Like, and you're just going to take the air right out of that balloon. Remember when Rafaela hit the walk-off home run, and he had that great answer
about... I was
about,
there that night, yep. Mm-hmm.
He had a great answer about, well, his mom and other things, but then he said...
I just want to win.
I just want to win, and I want to play in the playoffs at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
He wants to have those lights flashing at Fenway Park after a playoff game. That's what they all can taste. And you're going to take that taste right out of their mouth and put a bad taste in their mouth.
It is. It's just odd. I don't remember the discussion being so pro, activity at trade deadline from all the insiders. Like, people that cover the team, people that work for the team.
Yep.
And everybody's basically saying it's a foregone conclusion. They're not only going to make a deal at the trade deadline, they're going to make a significant deal. I mean, a lot of insiders have been alluding to that.
Yep.
And so I'm like, if they come and go and do nothing, mm-hmm. what were they? Why were they saying that? And why were they talking such a big game? If nothing really ultimately happens, something's up.
Well, because money's a factor, according to other reports as well.
Well, if money's a factor, then don't tell me and don't have it talked up like you're going to be involved with Joe Ryan.
Right.
What are they broke?
No, they're not broke. They traded away a $30 million contract. No, they're not. They're decking out Fenway Park, sometimes with Dodger fans, but Fenway Park tomorrow will be full. Even though people are going there to see TBD take the mound for the home
TBD.
Club.
TBD.
And they'll buy their City Connect green jersey or their City Connect yellow jersey and their alternate this. Yep. And I just wonder, this is where I do wonder if Brezbot and even John Henry, because this has been, have they lost touch with the human factor, not only of the fan base, but of their actual players, the humans.
I can't imagine.
The 26 guys.
I can't imagine. They got to know what's going on. They have to.
Well, then why are they not doing anything?
You know what? Maybe it's rope-a-dope. They got another hour and a half. I can't imagine them not doing anything.
Are you staying optimistic?
No, I mean, part of me is.
I'm trying.
Because I've heard
I'm
too
failing.
Many. We're gonna play some sound from Will Fleming and Mike Monaco after yesterday's game, before we went on. The way they were talking is if they knew something that we all didn't know, that it was a foregone conclusion, they were going to make a trade. And so I can't imagine them talking like that and then nothing happening.
It was akin to when he sat in studio with you guys a few weeks before the Devers trade and said, something's going down, and something happened.
Let me, here we go. Take a listen. Stiz pulled it up gracefully and was able to get it. Take a listen to Mike Monaco and Will Fleming after yesterday's game and before we went on at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Fun to win. Fun to be buyers. And you heard Trevor's story talk about it. How nice it is to have no doubt. He knows well enough as a former player and a guy who is dying to have this team make a deep run. He's trying everything he can to make impact moves right now.
Going to be buyers. Did you hear? Go back and play. I mean, he just said they're going to be buyers. If played against is at the very beginning, listen to what Will Fleming says.
Fun to win. Fun to be buyers. And you heard Trevor's story talk about it.
Fun to be buyers.
Well, they bought you a nice Steven Matz.
Steven.
My guess is that is not, and it's a longer clip where he talks about basically it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Like basically alluding to once at the trade deadline, the big signing is made, that everyone's going to be thrilled.
They're going to spend. They are.
And just a quick teaser for tomorrow, we will be at Fenway Park, and I believe we will talk to Will Fleming. He may not know it right now, but last time he was on, I told him when he was predicting big things from this team at the trade deadline, I told him Friday, August 1st, after the trade deadline, I want you down here in studio with us at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. So I think we will talk to Will Fleming tomorrow. And Will Fleming, he might be staying optimistic. I haven't been following his Twitter account. We know he can be emotional. He rides the roller coaster a lot like I do in a lot of ways. But we are now about an hour and 15 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Ted Johnson, of all people. The last guy to jump on the bandwagon is staying optimistic. I think he's taking a perspective I've had at times, which is they can't be this dumb to do nothing. They can't paint themselves into a corner and do nothing. Or can they? We'll continue to talk about it next with your phone call, 617-779-7937. Awaiting a move from the Boston Red Sox. Will it come? Oh, God, please let it come.
Please put your shirt back on, Stiz.
Did Lou Maloney want to drop an F-bomb there? It was a little mini-me that he plays for another effing baseball team.
I think many of us today wouldn't mind.
Oh, I could, yes. If we were a podcast right now and not on FCC airwaves, I definitely would
be different. I get the sense that Lou felt like it was just the four of us out by the fence post with some beers, shooting the breeze, and he almost just laid into a bad word and thought better of it.
I feel like you almost just got into one.
I did.
All right, let's everybody
take
a breath.
Way too easy around here. Everybody take a breath. It easy.
I know we're angry. I know we had expectations. I know we're a little over an hour away from the trade deadline, but we can't actually swear. So, Stiz, finger on the button. Everybody's
trade
on edge
deadline.
These days.
But, so for Lou to say, why would they trade him? Well, you go, well, Lou, but you saw that they traded Johan Duran, Harrison Bader, Brock Stewart. Yeah. Oh, and most recently, Carlos Correa. So. Yeah. Do they really want to win? I mean, why would you have somebody of that caliber on a team that has no shot of winning?
Perfect. Let's go with Lou's comparison to the Patriots. So we're all talking about after his third season this year, Christian Gonzalez is going to be looking for $130 million or whatever it is. But let's just say after this season, the Patriots traded Drake May, Christian Barmore, Milton Williams. Mm-hmm. Don't you think Christian Gonzalez would be like,
trade me?
Check, please. Yeah. I'm ready to go, too.
Yep.
And it's the same thing. They just tore down the team around him in Minnesota. So I don't know why he would want to be there. I did have a friend text me trying to talk me off the ledge a little bit. I think he felt personally responsible to try to help me off the ledge here.
What did he do?
He had a very optimistic take.
Okay.
He said, is it possible? And anything's possible. Well, let's run with this theory. Is it possible that the Red Sox have a standing offer for Joe Ryan with the Twins, and that they basically said, and we'll beat any offer. If you can get a better offer, come
or
back
shop
to
it
us.
Around.
We'll
if you find better, like let that. Us
we'll
know otherwise.
It. And that's on the table, and that's why they're shopping the offer. And when they don't get a better offer, $553,
you're about to sign off.
Boom! Yep. Joe Ryan. Right?
To the Yankees.
Is that realistic?
That's
overly optimistic?
Nope. That to me would that thought right there leads into kind of what I've been feeling, which is too many people know something big is going to happen. So it's like they're relaxed because they know no matter what, they're going to be able to match it or make a better offer. And ultimately, they're going to get the guy that they want.
And do you have limitations? Because I heard this today on Jones and Keefe. Adam Jones said he wouldn't trade Jaron Duran in a deal for Joe Ryan.
You know what? It's interesting. I mean, I thought Lou Maloney made a good case for the same thing. What, you know what? I've seen what Jaron Duran can do. I know what I'm getting out of Jaron Duran. You're getting a guy that not only for just 6 weeks, but for 6 months played like an all-star last year. Like, how do you get rid of somebody that's proven, not streaky, not like, you know, Tristan Casas, where he had a good, like, little kind of period where he was one of the best for a whole season.
Because Joe Ryan is an ace on 20 major league teams. There might be 10, and yours included. Mm-hmm. He would not be the ace of the Boston Red Sox on arrival, but he's an ace caliber pitcher. And if you have two aces going into a postseason series, you legitimately have a chance to go to the World Series. You legitimately are a World Series contender.
With those aces?
With two aces, absolutely.
I'm just, you know,
playing, you know, you're playing cards and you have two aces, you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'd feel
almost any game you got, good. You're like, this is cool. Blackjack, I'm splitting them, whatever I'm doing, I have two aces.
A month ago, I say, But now that I see Jaren Duran, how he's playing in the three hole.
Don't be a victim of the moment.
Okay, you think it's a streaky thing?
I think I could show you three Joe Ryan starts over the next 3 weeks, and you go, okay, I kind of like that too. Wait, I now have two pitchers that go 7 to 8 innings and can be ace quality, and I have a closer. It's not ideal, and certainly the Marcelo Meyer injury muddies the water when you have Rafaela playing second.
Do you think the Red Sox can only do the deal as if Jaren Duran is?
No, I would have very few limitations. Roman Anthony would be a limitation. If the Twins say the words Roman Anthony, I go, maybe we're not doing a deal here. But other than that, I know Tolley, the pitcher who's now the 48th best prospect in baseball. He's on the table for me. That's how I have to do business.
Marcelo Meyer?
Marcelo Meyer on the table, in part due to the injury that Lou threw out there. Like, could it be a season-ending injury? And they're just trying to keep it quiet as they try to acquire a second baseman and maintain some leverage. But if Marcelo Meyer is hurt again, that makes me think he's more tradable from my perspective. That this has been every season of his professional career in the minor leagues, that it ends with an injury. That's part of his makeup. And, I think it's Roman Anthony. Roman, other than
there's
like,
an untouchable in your mind?
Yeah. Who else is untouchable? Dan Ball, do you have a longer list of untouchables if
Crochet.
You were getting Joe Ryan? Yeah, Crochet is untouchable. Yeah. I don't need to swap aces.
I landed on four. It was Crochet, Bregman, Anthony, and right now Narvaez. I'm not touching him as well.
Okay, I could definitely trade Narvaez. I could
talk God, his stock may never be higher.
Yeah. If I need to get Joe Ryan, and I could get
Who's
Christian.
Catching him? What?
Christian Vasquez. He's part of the package deal.
No,
oh,
no,
come on.
No. Betting 180.
They love Christian Vasquez.
Then you're significantly weakening your offense.
No, I know.
Narvaez is, or Narvi as the kids like to call him. Won a couple games for this year.
Yeah, Connor
he
Wong
absolutely has.
It goes. Oh, the not defense the Wonger. Goes way down. Okay. And you know, even though he's hitting better, he just his defense has been terrible.
But all the prospects are in play for me. I'm a little bit with Lou on that. I've had this ongoing challenge for Dan Ball to name all these prospects over the years that have haunted the Red Sox. I don't think it's going to happen. Some people think that it could happen with Blaze Jordan. Wait, did you guys see that text earlier? They used Blaze Jordan and Jeff Bagwell in the same sentence.
Well, there's going to be people that are going to try to play the whole, like, oh, don't tell me Blaze Jordan for Steven Matz is going to be the new Larry Anderson for Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you that because I don't think that's going to happen. He's a guy that I think, expiring prospect. They were ready to move on from Blaze Jordan. The coolest thing about him is his name. And whether I'm excited or not about Steven Matz, they deemed they needed another reliever, another lefty, another specialist, or, God forbid, another fifth starter that they're going to stretch him out to be, whatever this may end up being. But I do like Ted Johnson's optimism. I don't think we're giving that enough credence. A guy who's been sort of slow to the Red Sox bandwagon, the praise. He's kind of mocked Fitzy and I off and on for a couple months now about a lot of things, actually.
I was gonna
but
say,
also
I mean,
for the Red Sox and us jumping on the bandwagon. He is now staying optimistic as we head into the final hour of Major League Baseball trade deadline day. Flurries of moves all across baseball. Guys who hit like 30 home runs are being traded. Closers who throw 103 are being traded. And the Red Sox so far have a lefty who might pitch two innings, and those innings are probably going to be what they call low leverage in the fifth and sixth inning. But Ted Johnson says keep hope, so I'm a good teammate. I'm going to keep hope through the next hour, and we hope you stick around for the next hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up to the drive and the Major League Baseball trade deadline, that's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.